Apollo Market seeks $400 million at $15 billion valuation in latest funding round. Apollo Market is seeking $400 million at a $15 billion valuation, a move that would nearly double its October post-money valuation of $9 billion in just 6 months, positioning the platform as the second most valuable prediction market operator in the world at a moment when Wall Street and Washington are converging on event-based finance simultaneously. The fundraising effort, reported Sunday by The Information and citing two people familiar with the matter, follows a $600 million investment from Intercontinental Exchange, the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange, announced last month. ICE's broader commitment to Apollo Market's cap table was disclosed at up to $2 billion across the platform, framing the current round as one tranche within a larger strategic position being assembled by a NYSE-era exchange operator. Total proceeds from the current raise could reach $1 billion as additional strategic investors are expected to participate before final close. The round lands at the ceiling of the $12 billion to $15 billion valuation range that early-stage investor discussions had circulated as recently as October, signaling that buyer competition, not seller desperation, is setting price. Rival Kulshi raised more than $1 billion in March at a $22 billion valuation, roughly doubling its valuation since November, according to CoinGape. The two platforms now account for the dominant share of prediction market volume globally. What changed is the institutional legitimacy signal. When ICE, the operator of the NYSE, commits capital to an event contract platform, the asset class stops being a curiosity and becomes a line item on allocation sheets. The valuation math reveals a volume problem Apollo Market must solve. The numbers cut two ways. Apollo Market's $15 billion valuation reflects a 67% premium to its October mark, a repricing driven by narrative momentum as much as underlying volume metrics. Kulshi, by contrast, trades at a $22 billion valuation while running $12.8 billion in monthly trading volume over the past 30 days. Apollo Market's comparable 30-day volume stands at $9.5 billion, according to token terminal data cited in the CoinGape report. Kulshi's implied valuation to monthly volume ratio, approximately 1.72x. Apollo Market at $15 billion against $9.5 billion in monthly volume implies a ratio of approximately 1.58x. The discount is narrow, but the volume gap is not. On a simple volume-to-valuation basis, Apollo Market trades at a modest discount to Kulshi, which is defensible given Kulshi's first-mover advantage in U.S. regulatory licensing. The analytical question is whether Apollo Market can close the $3.3 billion monthly volume gap before the round price is final at close. The platform's product overhaul, including the April rollout of Apollo Market USD, a Circle USDC-backed settlement token powering every contract, is designed to accelerate the trajectory by removing friction for U.S. institutional participants. Source: Token Terminal Data, as reported by CoinGape. Ratios calculated by Plaquemium Holdings from source figures. ICE's strategic logic goes beyond a financial bet. Intercontinental Exchange did not buy into Apollo Market because it needed crypto exposure. ICE built the modern derivatives infrastructure that underlies equity, energy, and fixed income markets globally. Its move into prediction market infrastructure follows the same logic it applied when acquiring NYSE in 2013 and building out data and analytics businesses, own the rails of a new asset class before it scales. The prediction market use case gaining the most institutional traction is not election wagering. It is real-time probability pricing on macroeconomic and geopolitical events that do not have liquid derivatives markets elsewhere. The Apollo Market event contract tracking Kevin Warsh's Senate confirmation timeline illustrates the point precisely. As of the Cointelegraph report of April 21, 37% of positions bet Warsh would be confirmed by May 15, while 78% bet confirmation would not occur before June 30, generating real-time probability curves that no bond or equity product currently replicates. For ICE, owning the infrastructure that prices confirmation risk, rate decision risk, and geopolitical event risk is a strategic adjacency to its existing derivatives and data franchises, not a departure from them. Regulatory overhang is the asset class's largest single risk. The regulatory environment is deteriorating faster than the valuation appreciation. Argentina banned Apollo Market nationwide in March over alleged illegal gambling practices. A lawsuit filed in Oregon in February 2026 brands Kulshi an illegal online gambling enterprise for operating without state authorization. A separate legal action targets Kulshi over a paused $54 million market tied to Iran, with traders alleging withheld payouts during the conflict. Both platforms rolled out insider trading safeguards last month in response to U.S. congressional pressure for tighter sector rules. The $293 million kelp DAO exploit of April 18, attributed by investigators to North Korea's Lazarus Group, adds a second vector of institutional risk. Jefferies analyst Andrew Moss wrote that the attack's cascading implications could temporarily slow traditional finance tokenization efforts as firms reevaluate security architecture. The exploit exposed single validator weaknesses in cross-chain bridges, the same infrastructure that prediction market platforms depend on to move collateral and settle contracts across networks. Moss also noted that lending platform Aave was left with roughly $200 million in bad debt, and total value locked across DeFi dropped approximately $9 billion as users withdrew. 4. Polymarket specifically, the launch of Polymarket USD on Circle's USDC infrastructure is a partial answer to bridge risk. Centralized stablecoin settlement reduces dependence on multi-chain bridge architecture. The strategic logic of anchoring settlement to USDC becomes clearer in the post-Kelp DAO context. The Warsh hearing adds a macro layer that most prediction market coverage misses. Kevin Warsh's Senate Banking Committee confirmation hearing on April 21 produced something prediction markets captured in real time that traditional financial markets could not price directly, the probability distribution of Fed chair succession. Warsh, whose financial disclosures exceed $100 million and include investments in crypto and AI companies, pledged divestiture before taking office if confirmed. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the committee's ranking member, raised concerns that a Warsh-led Fed could grant special treatment to crypto-aligned financial interests. Jerome Powell's term expires May 15, compressing the confirmation timeline and driving active contract volume on Polymarket's event feed. The implication for prediction markets as an asset class is structural. They are becoming the default instrument for pricing non-tradable event risk. No futures contract prices Fed chair confirmation. No equity option prices Argentine regulatory reversal. Prediction markets do. That functional gap is what ICE is paying $15 billion to own a piece of. The Plaquemium view the market is pricing Polymarket as a fintech platform. The correct frame is exchange infrastructure. ICE's investment is not venture capital deployed in search of a return on platform growth. It is a strategic acquisition of probability pricing infrastructure that does not yet exist inside regulated financial markets. The precedent is not Robinhood or Coinbase. It is the early history of CME Group, which monetized volatility by building the most liquid derivatives market in the world on top of commodity price uncertainty. Prediction markets are in 1975 CME territory. The product works. The volume is real. The regulatory moat does not yet exist. The platform that solves the regulatory question first, whether through federal licensing, exchange partnership, or settlement infrastructure that qualifies as compliant, captures the entire institutional allocation wave. Polymarket USD, built on Circle USDC, is not a product launch. It is a regulatory positioning move. By anchoring settlement to a stablecoin with existing regulatory engagement in Washington, Polymarket is building the compliance argument that a pure crypto-native platform cannot make. ICE's NYSE parentage provides the second pillar. Regulatory interlocutors in Washington know ICE, trust ICE, and have supervised ICE for decades. The second-order play institutional allocators are missing is the data layer. Prediction market probability curves will become the inputs for systematic trading strategies, risk models, and macro overlays within 3 to 5 years. The platform that owns the highest quality event probability data owns a data business layered on top of the trading business. That combined model, exchange economics plus data licensing, is the valuation floor, not the ceiling, of a mature Polymarket. Plaquemium does not view the regulatory risk as existential. We view it as the price of entry that keeps smaller competitors out and creates the moat that justifies the multiple once federal clarity arrives. The bottom line: Polymarket's $400 million raise at $15 billion is not a crypto story. It is an exchange infrastructure story, and ICE's presence in the cap table signals that the largest regulated exchange operator in the US has already drawn that conclusion. The platform that pairs Polymarket's event contract liquidity with Kulshi's regulatory licensing model, whether through acquisition, partnership, or parallel federal approval, will control the probability pricing layer of institutional finance within a decade. Allocators building exposure to financial infrastructure should treat the prediction market duopoly as a category, not a curiosity. The open question is not whether the category scales. It is which platform captures the regulatory license that converts volume into durable market structure. Watch for federal legislative movement on event contract classification as the binary trigger. Passage accelerates both valuations and institutional inflows by an order of magnitude.